Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, it's the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show. Call now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Wednesday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good start for it's a soupy Thanksgiving Eve.
That's one way to describe it.
Greg Pogue, John Burton, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Ray Dosky!
Let's just get that out of the way right now.
All right.
You're like Pavlov's dog on this one.
Yeah, I am.
Ray Dosky! I'm your puppet.
Ray Dosky will
be running the show as soon as Adam goes back to bed.
You know what? I learned a lot about Ray yesterday. We hung out after the show and had a nice little chat. Ray's a guy you don't want to mess with. You know he's a trained MMA fighter?
So I've got a wrestler and an MMA fighter.
That's right. You got a pro wrestler and MMA fighter. Uh-huh. So you don't get out of line today, Pogue.
Yeah. I mean, he did. Listen, normal Joe can whip me. I don't care.
We're going to get you in a Fujiwara arm bar and snap really? Your I arm had, like
I
a twig.
I had that for dinner last night.
Yeah.
With the little sushi on the side.
Oh, very nice.
So, Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got a big Thanksgiving planned?
I'm working. So
really?
So, I'm just going to, you know, go into work and work.
Run over Shoney's, get you some turkey.
Get a turkey sandwich somewhere. You know, maybe there's a Jersey Mike's open somewhere. Maybe I can grab a turkey sandwich. I'll be working. So, which is fine. You know, always Thanksgiving's
it's
always
Thursday,
a fun
day.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Well, A, it's Thursday. B, I'm off Friday. C, you know, Thanksgiving Day is always a fun day to work because there's football on and college basketball will be starting. Doesn't Belmont play tomorrow?
They all open. Well, they all. I mean, obviously, those that pass COVID testing. Tonight is the night of college mm-hmm. basketball opening. It 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a bunch of games. Vanderbilt women, we would have that game here tonight with Tennessee Tech. That has been postponed because of COVID. So for the Vanderbilt side. But, yeah, it's there's plenty to do.
Yeah.
I don't know that, you know, I was just thinking about that. I think I'd rather have the Friday after Thanksgiving off than Thanksgiving itself. Does that make sense?
Cause it kind of does, yeah.
I've worked both.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And it just seems like Thanksgiving, you're working it, but there's no one else in the building, you know,
yeah.
from the newspaper perspective.
Right.
You don't have to worry about the editor or the general manager
yeah.
coming there.
It's like working
do
on
this.
A weekend.
Yeah,
now,
this,
it's like that all the time at News Channel 5 yeah. due to COVID because everybody's just spread out and yeah. separated. And You know, we're actually, you know, so we've been doing that for a while. So, yeah, it'll be a nice, cozy, quiet day. Come in there, watch a little ball, and, you know, do a couple sports casts and get on out the door. And I've, like I said, I've got Friday off, so, you know, I'll rest up a little bit, hop online, do a little shopping.
There's a bunch of good football, college football all day Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Friday, rather.
Tons of games on Friday.
Notre Dame, North Carolina, especially.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations. History just continues to be made. The Nashville SC go up to Toronto. They go up to Hartford, Connecticut, beat the number two seed Toronto FC 1-0. Daniel Rios, the goal in extra time. And, wow, the Nashville SC is now on to the semifinals of the MLS playoffs at the Eastern Conference.
Who'd have thunk it?
I mean, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, of course not. This is crazy.
Babyface homer, Greg Pogue. I believed in him the whole time. Yeah, it was one of the most exciting soccer games I've seen in a long time. You know, am I the biggest soccer fan? Probably, you know, I love the World Cup. I love the Women's World Cup. I love the Men's World Cup. I've been thinking about doing what a lot of Americans do and adopt a European League team, but I haven't done that quite yet. But watching that game last night, I was on the edge of my seat. I was almost late getting upstairs to do Sportsline last night because I wanted to watch the end of that match, and it was just exciting, and you could just feel it because Nashville SC was the better team the entire time, and they just, you know, they had three goals disallowed for offsides, and you know, Toronto just looked out of sync. I know they were the heavy favorites and they were the defending Eastern Conference champions and they had been to the MLS Cup final 3 out of the last 4 years, all those things that Drake Hills had told us about a couple of days ago when we had him on. But you could just feel it with Nashville SC. You could feel it coming, and they finally broke through, like you said, Daniel Rios getting that goal, and just an amazing accomplishment for this expansion club to, you know, knock off Toronto, and now it's on to Columbus, as you said, Sunday in the conference semifinals. Just an amazing performance yesterday, which is, you know, to go along with what's been an amazing first season for them in MLS.
Sort of an irony, the only goal last night scored by Daniel Rios, the 25-year-old striker. He was the very first player signed to this roster back on December 2018, the rebound goal, 108th minute. You know, once you get into extra time, it's like sudden death in hockey, really. It's although you can score, and they still have the opportunity because there's more time.
Right. Yeah. There's no golden goal in that situation. You know, no sudden death winner. But, you know, but everybody contributed. Like you said, Rios got the goal. But, I mean, Walker Zimmerman played outstanding defensively, worthy of him being Defensive Player of the Year. Joe Willis had an outstanding game in net. You know, Mukhtar created chances. They just had a bunch of guys. I mean, it was a complete team effort. And, you know, that was just, like I said, an exciting game. And I was glued to it the entire time. And congratulations, like you said, to Nashville SC. I mean, this is just an incredible, incredible run that they're on right now. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to end or how it's going to turn out, but you talk about momentum going forward in future seasons. I mean, then, you know, this is going to be the team where a lot of players want to you know, join up and play with, I would imagine. So just incredible day of soccer, man. It was fun to watch.
The Gary Smith, of course, won an MLS championship in Colorado, right, with the team there in Denver. But off to the Eastern Conference semifinals. That will be Sunday at 6 o'clock on ESPN. And they being Nashville SC, lost to the Columbus Crew 2-0 back in September. But everything's gravy from here on in, right? You've made the semifinals of the Eastern Conference as an expansion team.
You're playing with house money.
Yeah.
You're playing with house money, to be sure.
It's something, though, how deflating, because I watched a lot of it as you did as well.
I watched the whole thing, end to end. Yeah. It was incredible.
The three offside, every time, though, how deflating is it? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. A lesser team could have been like, you know what, it's just not our day. It's just a matter of time before Toronto, you know, puts one home. But they just kept attacking. They kept coming. Like I said, you could just feel it. It was coming at some point.
So Columbus Crew Sunday for the chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. How crazy is that? Speaking of just some different things, Brad Powers will be joining us. I know he was just on with, he comes on Fridays with Bill, but obviously no shows on Friday with Thanksgiving holiday. So he was on last hour with Bill, and he's going to be on with us in about his regular spot in about 10 or 12 minutes.
We're wearing that poor guy out.
Yeah, and he's still got to finish up his newsletter, which goes out this afternoon, weekly newsletter. Coming up at 10 o'clock, our Friday Picking with the Pickers, moving to today, and it will feature the return of the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban. And he's classy, big baseball guy, once a part owner of the Nashville Sounds. And we'll have that. He's that guy. Whenever anybody asks, at Elvira. So you were telling about your dad and going around the house.
My dad didn't like a lot of modern music. Yeah. But when Elvira became such a worldwide hit in the, early 80s.
Yeah.
My dad could be heard walking around the house singing Elvira. So everybody knew that song. I think I was in elementary or maybe junior high when that song came out, and you know, everybody would sing along to that song, and it was just such a universal hit. And when you think Oak Ridge Boys, you think of that song, Elvira, and you think about the baritone guy doing the oom-bop-a ma ma, and it's going to be great to have him on.
Yeah. No way you can get down there that low. I mean, it's amazing how low he can. And I'm going to ask him at what moment did he go? With his mom. You were doing a good one as a 11-year-old yesterday. Yeah. What he sounded like? So.
Exactly. Hey, Mom, can I have a peanut butter sandwich?
But he doesn't have the country southern though. You always add that. Give me some bass New York.
What do you mean?
Well, every time you do the bass as an 11-year-old, it also you add a southern or country inflection to it. Have you noticed that?
Well, you're splitting hairs today.
I am.
See, what is with this guy, Ray?
I don't know. He's on it. Yeah.
Ray Dosky, everybody.
Ray Dosky.
What's going on,
Morning,
guys?
Ray. How you
What's
doing,
going?
Pal?
Not too bad.
Did you watch that soccer game?
I didn't watch the soccer game last night. We did a little movie night with the family.
Nice. What'd you watch? Elf?
Croods.
That's it. Yes. Yes. Saw it for the first time.
I'm big with the kids.
Yeah.
What the? I don't even know what
it's
that
like
is.
It's an animated
movie. Oh, okay. Like back in the Stone Age. And it's just, it was funny. It was actually a lot of fun. So,
okay.
Kids loved it.
Did you go out to see it or at home?
Netflix,
and ordered?
Yeah.
One of those like kid movies that has like some. A little bit of adult humor in there just to keep the parents
basically
interested.
Production.
Yeah.
There's always a hoot, right? Yeah. Can I say fart on the radio? The F word?
You just did.
Yeah. There's always that joke in it and someone, my son Clay loves the animated, and so I knew it was Croods right away. I don't know if that's anything to be proud of. But college football playoffs rankings, first one of the year, came out last night. Alabama won, no surprise there. 2 Notre Dame, 3 Clemson, 4 Ohio State. Any thoughts about that?
Not really. I mean, I was listening to Cleveland station driving in here this morning just to hear what they had to say. They're all complaining, the Buckeyes should be number 2. But listen. You had to hang on for dear life to beat Indiana last week. And now Indiana's good, and their quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., is a stud. But you had to barely hold on. You had a big lead against Indiana, and you almost blew it at home. They were complaining about that. But I think, Notre Dame, I can't stand Notre Dame, but they are legit this year. I think they're a legit good team. They were talking on the station they're a little fugazi. I don't think so. I think they're good. I think Notre Dame's good. I don't have an issue with it. It's the first one. A lot's going to happen between now and when we pick the Final Four.
Right.
You got so who's on the outside? You got like A&M in Florida.
Yeah, Texas A&M 5, Florida 6, Cincinnati 7.
Yeah,
The first of the non-power fives.
Yeah, I don't have a huge issue with who's in or what order it's in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm okay with it. Those to me are the 4 best teams in the nation. So it's just a matter of where you put them. Alabama to me is the clear cut number 1, and then
You don't want to be the,
as everyone else.
You don't want to be in that four to play Alabama first.
I prefer not to. No, no.
But you're right. Ohio's defense last couple games has looked really suspect.
Yep.
And
yep.
We'll talk with Brad Powers more about that. Titans at the Colts Sunday noon. The Colts are now 3.5 point favorites, down a half a point from where it was yesterday. Both teams 7-3. Obviously, yesterday we already knew it, but Jayon Brown put on injury reserve, gone for the season. Also, though, we sort of were holding out hope for the Titans that they would not lose Tyson Brailo for the end of the year, the left tackle, the backup. Now you're going to go to the backup in that side, whoever it is. But
probably Quisenberry.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like they're ready to put Isaiah Wilson in there.
You know, and the move would be, if in a normal, you know, deal, when you have a first round draft pick by this time who, you know, gets a jersey as a reward for, mm-hmm. you know, showing up, is that, you know, Kelly would move to the left side, you plug in Wilson on the right, and here we go. First round draft pick, right?
Right.
Nah, it's not happening.
No, because I've heard that Wilson has struggled with his technique, you know, when he wasn't getting in trouble off the field, on the field, he was struggling a little bit. And you could kind of hear hints of some of the coaches and offensive linemen saying, you know, he's just having a little trouble picking things up a little bit. So, you know, listen, this is crucial time for the Titans right now. They're kind of walking a tightrope. So, you know, if they're not comfortable with this guy getting in there and getting quality minutes in these meaningful games, and they're all going to be meaningful from here on out, you know, they're going to go with a more experienced guy. So it really makes more sense when you think about it.
Designated for return, Brett Kern. And also cornerback Christian Fulton and cornerback Ty Smith. It looks like, of course, they go 21 days from yesterday to not count against the 53-man roster, but apparently Brett Kern's ready to roll, because yesterday they cut Trevor Daniel and waived Ryan Allen, so he's the only punter on the roster right now. So looks like he's going
to
be back.
It would stand to reason that he's ready to play, and that's a valuable weapon the Titans will be getting back.
The Titans also sign to the practice squad quarterback Deshaun Kaiser. Interesting.
And that actually broke over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay. And, okay. But they just added it.
Yeah. It became official yesterday. Yeah, right. But but it broke, I think, Saturday.
And Sam Sloman, another kicker, and Giorgio Tavecchio. I just like saying that, Giorgio Tavecchio. Here, how would you like your pasta, sir?
No, it actually sounds like a men's fragrance.
I wear Giorgio Tavecchio. Yeah. Do you remember High Karate?
Unfortunately, I do. I never wore it, but I think my pops wore it.
Yeah. How about Brute? Is Brute still around?
Brute by Fabergé, Old Spice. My dad was a big Old Spice guy.
Old Spice. Yeah. That's still around, too.
I used to sneak into his bedroom, and, you know, if I was going out with my buddies at, like, 16 years old, I'd slap a little Old Spice on, you know, just in case.
Jakar was my go.
What's that?
Jakar.
Oh, yeah. Jakar. Absolutely, brother.
That's a city in India, right? So.
It is now.
It is now.
Steve Martin. That's Ray Dosky, everybody.
Ray Dosky!
All right. looking ahead, tomorrow, triple header in the NFL. 11:30, the Texans 3-point favorite over the Lions on CBS. 3:30, the Cowboys 3-point favorites over the club and the team in Washington. That's on Fox. And the nightcap tomorrow night, Pittsburgh Steelers 5.5 point favorite over the Ravens on NBC. And then Friday,
load up on the Steelers. They're gonna win that game going away.
You've been pumping that all week.
So the Ravens are in trouble. Even before they had their two best running backs get COVID, They're in big trouble, and like I said, that I know it's going to be limited capacity at that game, but, you know, Mike Tomlin, that organization, they want to bury the Baltimore Ravens and pretty much, I think, end their season. And so I like the Steelers big tomorrow night. Do you realize, if I can just make it about me for a second?
Well, when do you not?
this is true. Do you realize if the football team beats Dallas tomorrow, the Eagles lose at Seattle, and my Giants beat the Bengals on Sunday. Joe Burrow, obviously, we know will not be there. I don't think Joe Mixon's playing either.
Nope.
If all that happens, my New York Giants will be in first place in the NFC East. with a chance to make the playoffs at what would be 4-7.
Are they playing for the NIT?
Pretty much, yeah. But think about it, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, I know we're an AFC market, but think about what's going on in the NFC. There's going to be a really good team with a good record that doesn't make the playoffs because somebody's got to win that NFC East and get, you know, the home game in the playoff bid.
And get a top five pick. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, that's I saw that. Yeah, somebody has a chance to get a top five pick and win your division and go to the playoffs. Is that
not bad.
That's 2020.
But, you know, like I said, like all these teams that have good records that may not be division leaders, there's going to be a really good team with a good record that can't go to the playoffs because of this NFC East garbage. But if it's the Giants, then it's justified.
All right, that gets us going this morning. Coming up, as mentioned, 10 o'clock, Picket with the Pickers, Oak Ridge Boys. Richard Sturban would be our guest. But coming up after this break, his weekly segment, do a little prognosticating with Brad Powers.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website, virtualnashvilleflea.com, to get more details. And for more information, visit the website, thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with the $4.99 Napa tool bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a wind advisory and showers with a high of 68. Chance of showers tonight, low 46. Mostly sunny on Thanksgiving with a high of 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 41. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie out today, producing Ray Dosky.
Ray Dosky!
All right. Got that out of the way. Brad Powers with us every Wednesday morning. BradPowersSports.com, that Bill King link at the top right of the page. And then BradPowers7 on Twitter, the digit 7. Of course, I guess we could have just recorded the last hour and replayed it right now because I drove in listening to Brad with right. Bill this morning.
I know. We're wearing the poor guy out. Thanks for putting up with us, Brad. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How you gentlemen doing?
Yeah, and I'm feeling for you too, man, because you got a newsletter to get out too. So we'll make this, this will be the quickest 15 minutes in your life.
I have said that to, let's say, certain females.
Oh, now you're bragging. Oh man, we'll get a more go more pro because you spent a lot of college. But there's a question I want to ask you because the commoners pay attention to comparative scores, but I just one that happened 2 weeks ago Sunday. The Ravens go to Baltimore and win by two touchdowns. The Colts come to the Titans and win going away in the second half. Then the Titans go to the Ravens, which just beat the Colts, which just beat the Titans, and win there. Do you ever look at, in a condensed time frame, comparative scores, or is that just something you don't mess with?
No, I do, because what happens is you usually can identify market overreactions due to recency bias, but I do it all the time to compare the lines for – you know, the most recent games, obviously, especially in a 2020 type of season, things can change over the course of 4 to 6 weeks. But anytime I can compare stuff in the last couple of weeks and maybe identify what I perceive to be some market overreaction, I do it all the time. I mean, one thing, it's a staple of my handicapping. There's a thing called a look-ahead line. So right now, you can bet next week's NFL games in Vegas and a lot of other shops. So that look-ahead line, I usually use that, and when we finally get to next Monday, I compare that line to see if there are any overreactions to what I just saw on Sunday, if that makes any sense. It's been profitable for me long-term. Hasn't worked out for me so much this year in 2020, but I think long-term, that's a good method to use.
There you go. But we were talking about that yesterday, John, and I said, I'm going to ask Brad,
yep.
And so I did. Now, you can ask him a question.
Oh, thank you. May I?
Yeah. Please do there, John.
Thanks, Greg. Three NFL games tomorrow, Brad, and I'm looking at this Ravens-Steelers game. Steelers by 5.5. I think the Ravens ship be sinking, first of all, even before their top two running backs came down with COVID. I like the Steelers big in this game. I think I used to cover the Steelers. I used to live in Pittsburgh, and trust me, this organization, that fan base would like nothing more than to basically bury the Ravens season, because I think if they lose tomorrow night, and I'm fully expecting that to happen, I think the Ravens are done. What say you on this game?
Well, I can tell you all the money's on Pittsburgh. And finally, Pittsburgh's starting to kind of get treated like they should. I mean, this is an unbeaten, very public franchise. So what I've been stunned at is I don't necessarily think you've been paying a premium on Pittsburgh games, meaning you haven't been laying an extra point or so just because they're unbeaten and just because of the Steelers. I haven't seen that so far this year. I mean, they've been covering point spreads left and right, the Steelers, outside of pretty much that Dallas game. You know, the meeting between these two teams a couple weeks ago, Baltimore dominated statistically, but obviously Pittsburgh won the game outright. That gives me a little bit of pause, but right now, I from what Baltimore has shown me, and they've been relatively inconsistent all year and aren't trending in the right direction, I lean Pittsburgh. And just to throw this out here, in the last 10 years, favorites on Thanksgiving are right around like 67% against the spread, so... Mm.
Wow.
You know, the favorites, for whatever reason, I mean, I have some theories, but they've been really strong on Thanksgiving here in the last decade.
Well, a lot of those is one-third of those every Thanksgiving is the Lions play.
Yeah, so, yeah, and, you know, I think it's pretty pathetic that the Lions are at home hosting a Texans team with an interim head coach that's basically hitting the reset button, yet Houston's favored by a field goal. I mean, that's just, to me, that just shows how pathetic the Lions, you know, are and really have been forever.
Yeah, you know, it's even more pathetic. How about betting the Lions, which I did last week?
Oh, man.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Wow.
I bet him as an underdog. They closed favorite at Carolina, and, you know, 20-0. So, but I will say this. I did see a stat out there this week where if you are coming off a shutout loss in the NFL, in the last 5 years, you are hitting like 75% against the spread in that next game, because the public sees that big goose egg, that zero, and they automatically want to fade that team the next week. I'm not going to say I'm going to have a big bet on Detroit here after what I just, you know, endured on Sunday. But I'm not anxious to bet Houston, especially, you know, because public perception is going to be really pro Houston after they beat the Pats, and everyone's going to be down on their luck on the Lions. I'm going to hold out and see if I can get maybe a 3.5. I'd actually lean Detroit.
Yeah, and the Lions normally show up for their Thanksgiving Day, you know, game. Even when they were going 2-14 with Barry Sanders, usually one of the two games they would win was that Thanksgiving game. So,
well, this could be an elimination game from them too for the playoffs. They're still
last week, Greg.
Yeah, well, it's already happened. Yeah. It's already happened.
They're done, like dinner.
They're done.
All
it's
right.
Over.
Well, you
put a fork in them.
Yeah. Brad would put two forks in him if he could. Brad, it's obviously the Titans go to the Colts rematch of a couple weeks ago. Both teams 7-3 again, coming off good wins. Obviously the Colts. I didn't see the Colts beating the Packers, but they did. Colts are 3.5-point favorites. What I'm looking at. What are you thinking here?
Ooh, a tough one. I want to take Tennessee, but the line just isn't there for me. Keep in mind, Indy closed the favorite at Tennessee in that game on a Thursday night. Even though a short travel week and all that for the Colts, they closed favorite, yet to only see this line 3.5. And really, it's, you know, if you're looking at the VIG, what you have to pay, it's 3.5 even. So, if you want to get 3.5 with the Titans now, you got to lay 120 to win $100. That's surprising me. I thought that, you know, Indy'd come a little bit higher, and I wanted to bet the Titans. Tough line. It's right around that key number 3. If it went to 4, I'm taking Tennessee, but, man, I'm certainly not going to do it now at the current number.
The college football playoffs rankings, the first one. Of course, this is going to be fluid. You know, it came about a month later than usual anyway. Alabama 1, no surprise there. 2, Notre Dame. 3, Clemson. 4, Ohio State. Any thought on those as you compare them to your power ratings? I was listening to you with Bill and just how Alabama sort of separated itself from everybody, really.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem. I mean, if you're going off a combination of most deserving and also best, I mean, those are the 4 teams, at least at this point. Although, you know, I think Florida and Oklahoma are right there in the mix from a pure power ratings aspect right there with Notre Dame. But Alabama, like you mentioned, I said it an hour ago in the last hour, Crimson Tide are separating. It was, you know, almost all year. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, they're clearly the best 3 teams. Now, there's a gap between Alabama and even Clemson, Ohio State. I think Alabama would be more than a field goal favorite on a neutral site against Clemson or Ohio State. And that's even with a healthy Trevor Lawrence. I would have Alabama like a 3.5-point favorite. So, yeah, the Tide are, you know, they don't say roll Tide for nothing. And the Tide are really rolling. I mean, 4 straight covers for them. They're playing their best ball this season.
Brad Powers is our guest. Brad, I was listening to a station in Ohio coming into work today, and you know, they're complaining. They think the Buckeyes should be right behind Alabama. I don't know, man. That defense, I mean, Michael Penix Jr. put one on them last week, and Indiana almost came back from a huge deficit. Where are you at overall with Ohio State?
Yeah, they're not as good as last year's team. And I know they didn't win the championship, but I grew up in the state of Ohio, so I've been watching Ohio State football my entire life, and I thought last year's team was the best team that I've ever seen with Ohio State football. It was just from a pure power ratings aspect, and then also you looked at them statistically. I mean, that was as good as it's been for the Buckeyes, and they're not near that this year. They missed J.K. Dobbins at running back. They don't have a Chase Young at defensive end, and their biggest weakness, obviously, is that pass defense, giving up 495 yards. I mean, somebody hadn't done that to the Buckeyes defense since the mid-80s. So they have some issues on that side of the ball, and I think they're crying. They're crying and whining there in Ohio because they don't want to play Alabama with the number 4 seed. That's why they think they should be 2 or 3. They don't want to play the Crimson Tide in the semifinal.
Vanderbilt, kind of a monkey wrench into their schedule. They were gearing up to play Tennessee in the rivalry game this week, but the SEC stepped in and said, nope, we're going to make that game up with Missouri. So instead of hosting Tennessee, you're going to go to Missouri. They found out, you know, pretty much late Monday afternoon. They go to Mizzou. They're about 15.5-point underdogs. Vandy's been feisty. How you seeing that game? You think Vandy can cover that?
I like that word that you use, feisty, because, I mean, we talked all year, Vanderbilt's going to be an underdog in every game. They're probably not going to win any games this year. But what I've seen out of the Commodores the last three games, if I was betting them, which I probably should have, I'd have had three cash tickets. Easy winners, too. I mean, this is a team that's easily covering some point spreads. All three of their latest covers are by double digits, so they've been more than feisty, and they certainly haven't given up on the season. Yeah, I would, you know, it's not a good spot. I'm going to let the market settle down a little bit because not every single book even has this line posted yet, so I'm anxious to see where it goes, but I'm going to be on Vanderbilt, even though it's a bad spot for them. I'm not anxious to lay this kind of number with a Missouri offense that hasn't topped 20 points in each of the last three games.
Let's play what if, because we were excited around here for Tennessee coming to Vanderbilt, thinking, hey, way Tennessee's look, Vandy, to use John's word, has been feisty. And I think the spread was UT 10.5. What would you have thought about that? I know now they probably won't be playing until December 19th now, but what would you have thought about that at 10.5?
I laid 9 with Tennessee when it was open. From a pure power ratings aspect, probably would have leaned Tennessee. But the more I think about it, man, 10.5 is a bad number to lay with a favorite. So I guess we'll see when we get there. But I did already bet Tennessee when that line got first posted on Sunday. I laid 9. 10.5, maybe I'd take the dog.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com, the Bill King link, top right of the page, and at BradPowers7 on Twitter. Notre Dame at North Carolina, that could be, you know, they were saying after Notre Dame beat Clemson, they had two really landmines along the way. One of them the next week against Boston College, they passed that test with flying colors. Now, North Carolina on the road. What do you think about that? I know Notre Dame's got a couple offensive linemen that might be out, but if Notre Dame's going to go down before facing Clemson in the ACC title game, this looks to be it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is by far their toughest game of the remaining three. I mean, they play Wake Forest and Syracuse coming up. If they're going to go down, it'll be this one. High variance game. I could see Notre Dame crushing North Carolina. I could see North Carolina winning the game outright. I don't have a strong opinion on the side, and Notre Dame is a 5-point favorite. I do like the over. I mean, I know it sounds square, and it's the second highest total in Notre Dame football history, but, I mean, the Irish have scored 40-plus in back-to-back games for the first time since 1996. North Carolina's offense the last six games is averaging 48 points per game. I know it's a Friday afternoon game. And maybe it's a little slow out of the gates, but I do think there's going to be a lot of points down there. So give me over 68. That's a big total.
You always leave us with some nuggets. You got any for Thanksgiving? Any big old turkey legs you can let us chew on?
Yeah, let me get you one in college. And I am going to go with UCLA, a team I just lost my butt on last week. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I laid 13.5 with Oregon last week. Line closed 18.5. Usually that would say, hey, you got a pretty good chance of winning. I didn't. UCLA probably should have beaten Oregon outright. So I'm going to take that right now and go back, and maybe, you know, I'm getting fooled here, but I don't think so. I think UCLA is a really good team. The fact that they can almost beat Oregon now with a backup quarterback and several other guys out, now I'm thinking, hey, that first half against Colorado, that's the outlier for UCLA. Since that time, the last 2.5 games, UCLA might be one of the most improved teams in the country. Meanwhile, here's the big value point. Arizona last week, you look at, I know a lot of people don't watch late night games, but you might have looked and saw, oh, they lost by 17 to Washington. You know, the spread was 12 or 13. No big deal for Arizona. Arizona was losing that game 37-0 entering the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Arizona got 300 yards and four scores in the fourth quarter alone in garbage time. So that's misleading. Add it all up. UCLA -9. NFL side of things, you know what? This isn't going to be popular either, but I'm going to lay points with the Dallas Cowboys. You can shop real hard and find 2.5, but I think whatever went down there on that Saturday night with the watermelons might have been a turning point for the Dallas Cowboys season. I certainly think with Andy Dalton back that they're much better at quarterback than what they've been in those couple games. There's still a lot of talented players, and I think on a short week against the Redskins team, that they owe for Andy Dalton getting, you know, pummeled in that game, I think the Cowboys, as long as you can shop real hard and find -2.5, I think they're good on Thanksgiving Day.
Brad, tell how the people to get in touch with you.
BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on that Bill King tab. My newsletter, check it out. You can download all past issues for free. And if you like what you see, sign up for the rest of the season. NFL, college football, email to you weekly. BradPowerSports.com, click on that Bill King tab.
Brad, happy Thanksgiving to you. Now get to work.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks, Brad.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Brad Powers, of course, that newsletter comes out every Wednesday afternoon. So he likes UCLA and the Cowboys on tomorrow.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think the Cowboys with Dalton back, it seems like he can find those weapons a little bit more, and they might be poised to go on a late season run here. So
yeah, get to 500 and win the division.
Wouldn't that be something?
All right, let's take a break. We're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600.
With football season approaching, oftentimes I give, quote, gifts to the people. And among the many of you who are not big fans of that segment is my buddy and former BGA classmate, James Warren, who runs Sir Speedy. James, talk to me.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the gifts for the people.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of gifts to the people, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be gifts to the people in the near future.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
When the coronavirus struck your community, what if you had no soap, masks, food, medical care? This is the reality for the world's most vulnerable people. But there's hope. Children International is helping provide children and families in poverty with the critical essentials they need to survive. Things like food assistance, hygiene education, medical help, and financial aid. To learn how you can help, go to children.org/help. Today.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie out today, producing Ray Dosky.
Ray Dosky.
615-844-5600. Eric.
You hate that so much you like it, Pogi.
I'm tolerating it. Let me put it that way.
Thank you for tolerating
thank
it.
Thank you, yes.
I appreciate it. You're Eric, very benevolent.
Eric, good morning.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, John, Greg, and I want to wish you guys and all the listeners, everybody out there, a very happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you. Same to you and your family.
You too.
Hey, guys, before I get to the Titans, I'm going to talk about the minute. One thing I heard about Chicago yesterday, you were talking about Whataburger coming to Nashville. Actually, guys, if you remember, they were one of, like, several different franchises that were in the Nashville, Middle Tennessee for a while. If you were young enough, or I don't know if you were here at that time, you probably weren't. They were here for a number of years, left and have come back. Whataburger left here around about 1989, 1990. Been gone for 30 years and come back, as well as other places such as Dunkin' Donuts, Popeyes, Churches, Bojangles, and Hardee's. All were in the Nashville, Middle Tennessee area for a number of years, left and have come back. So I
Wait, Dunkin' kind of Donuts left?
Yes, yes.
Why would Dunkin' Donuts leave anywhere?
I remember because there used to be several locations. In fact, there was one downtown. There was also one in Hillsborough Village. It's not, of course, it's down right across from the Mapco Express, but there was one on the corner right across the street from the Pancake Pantry. It was next to what used to be Baskin Robbins. And there were several others in Nashville, but they did leave and come back. So we've had different eating establishments that have left and come back. So that has happened because I'm old enough to remember. And I'm also old enough to remember, too, there was a rip-off hamburger place called Judy's. It was rip-off of Wendy's.
Yeah, they dressed the same.
It was right next to McDowell's.
Yeah.
See, they have the Big Mac. We have the Big Mick.
It was in Nashville in the mid to late 70s. They were only here for about 5 to 6 years.
That's great.
Early 80s.
Judy's.
People that lived in Nashville long enough, they'll remember that. It was called Judy's.
I think there was one in Bowling Green, too. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They dressed up the same. They didn't hide it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because there was one in Green Hills. I remember it. It was near Hillsborough High School, so I definitely do remember. But anyway, guys, about the Titans, guys. My feeling is that Indianapolis is going to definitely try and do the same thing they did here Thursday night, that definitely going to try to see if we can't put pressure on Phillip Rivers to use the same game plan. Whether or not we can change up, come up with something different, I don't know. But my feeling is, and somebody's mentioned this on another station talking about this week, I definitely believe Indianapolis gets a chance. They're going for it on fourth down like they did last time. Went for it five times. They're going to try and use the same game plan because it worked, and they're going to try and do the same thing.
Oh, you know what? That wouldn't surprise me. Would it surprise you, Greg? I mean, you saw how many times they went for it on fourth down against the Packers, and, you know, that's probably a big reason why they were able to win that game in overtime.
Analytics is because, what they're going by.
Well, because they know, you know, any possession you can steal away from Aaron Rodgers gives you a better chance to win. And, listen, you know, this Titans offense has been pretty consistent all year, and I think Reich knows, you know, we got to limit their opportunities on offense because you know, the less possessions the Titans have, the less opportunities Derrick Henry has to run the ball and wear down your defense, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I think Eric's spot on that. It's going to be, you know, and I just feel like, you know, with as banged up as the Titans are, you know, you're going to have to play pretty much a near perfect game because I think the Colts are feeling it after coming back to beat the Packers the other day.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we can win this game, and I'm not saying we definitely will. I think I like a chance to better certainly win the division we win this game because the Colts schedule, I think it's a little bit tougher than the Titans. I'm not saying they're going to win all of it, but I think we're in better shape because the Colts, they have to play Houston twice, which is no given. Jacksonville again because Jacksonville already beat them once.
Right.
So it's a different Jacksonville team, but they also play the Raiders and the Steelers. So that's why I think if we can try and get this win, we're in a little bit better shape. I'm not saying our schedule is easy, but I think we're in a little bit better shape if we can win this game. But we'll see what happens.
You lose this game, it's big trouble because you lose all tiebreakers to the Colts because they beat you twice.
Okay, guys, take care. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll
Thanks,
call
Eric.
You next week.
All right, man.
Thank you, Eric. Let's go back to the phones and get Carl. I hadn't heard from Carl in a while.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, Carl. Good morning.
Something always happens. Something really upsets me in that game last Sunday towards the end. The Titans have momentum. The game is tied. They have the ball. They've got 15, 20, 25 seconds to move the ball to try to score, and they just waste 25 seconds. They'd rather go into an overtime tie than throw a pass or a Hail Mary to win this game. It happens all the time, not just for the Titans, but other teams take a knee and hope for the best for overtime instead of trying to move the ball and win the game. It happens all the time.
Yeah, but Carl,
it's a waste of time.
But Carl, so many bad things can happen in that situation. Well, you could get a sack, force fumble. You could get a pick going the other way. You know, there's a lot can go wrong in that situation, and your chances of getting that deep down the field within 15 seconds are pretty remote.
What a great
and plus from the Titans' perspective. You know, you're lucky to be tied in that situation, to be honest with you, because, you know, you were down double digits. So, And plus, you I felt like you had the Titans had the momentum.
They did, and that's why what a great time for a trick play, a little pass over the middle, let him score all by himself. When the opposing team thinks they're just going to down the ball, it's a great time for a trick play.
To me, I don't know, Greg, where you fall on this. It depends on where you are on the field.
Well, the odds of it happening are very, very slim, and then you increase something bad happening. You know, you don't want to, you know, you got to that point where you would have taken overtime, you know, when you were down.
Yeah, 21-10.
You
told me at 21-10 that this game was going to go to overtime, I'd take it.
Let's don't do anything.
Let's flip a coin and, you know, play some more ball.
And they knew they were wearing them down.
Yeah. So. Well, they just got to hope that they don't lose the coin toss, that's for sure, in overtime. That overtime system really stinks, I think, because, you know, it's just like baseball. You know, the top of the 10th, someone scores a home run, the home team doesn't get a chance to go on offense. It's just, it's not fair. An overtime system is really screwy.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Here's where I come out on that, Greg. You know, the defensive players get paid, too. So get a stop and get the ball. Go score, win the game.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, you know, I would agree with that, but today's rules are so slanted to the offense, and it is.
Well, you hold them to a field goal, you get the ball.
Right. So, anyway, let's take a break. Hey, we'll get Clay right after it, right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu beef. Bob's Steak and Chop House is ready to host your private holiday parties and get-togethers. And if you need a stocking stuffer, there's no better gift than a Bob's Steak and Chop House gift card. To book your private holiday party, call 615-761-3707. Located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bob's Steak and Chop House.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
When you're Middle Tennessee's Community Bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For the daytime hours, expect mostly sunny skies. Your high, 63 degrees. For the nighttime hours, there'll be a possible shower as we go through the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise, below 51. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You want to give us a call? Let's get right back to the phones. Clay, good morning.
Hoagie, can you hear me okay?
We got you. Loud and clear, Clay.
All right. I promised you I would call today, Bogey, right?
Well, yes. Thank you for fulfilling your promise.
First of all, before good morning, JB, by the way.
What's up, my man? Happy Thanksgiving, Clay.
Same to you. That was my main reason for calling today. Seriously, I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Couple of things I want to touch on, one college, one pro. Pogey, picking with the pickers is coming up. Vanderbilt has covered three straight point spreads. Doors to hang, plus 15.5.
You know, Brad was talking about it, man. If you'd had the Commodores last three games, you'd have cast tickets. Mm. So, you know, 15.5, I don't know. I don't know about Missouri. I mean, sometimes I think they're awful, and then they go and blow out South Carolina.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. 15.5 sounds like too many.
I'm leaning towards the doors to cover. I'm kind of with you there, Clay.
JB?
Yeah.
I agree with what you said earlier in the show. The Baltimore Ravens, as of tomorrow night, will officially be
Fugazi. Yep. Yeah, I think their season ends tomorrow night. Trust me, the Steelers will have no mercy. They're going to sweep the leg tomorrow night.
Are y'all going to be on Friday?
No.
Nope, we're off Friday.
No.
It's our last show till Monday.
So let me make this prediction, boys. You know, it's all two-tone blue in Nashville, Tennessee, right?
That's right.
The Tennessee Titans take control of this division come Sunday. They beat the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis.
Duly noted.
Yeah, it could. That wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't shock me. Yeah. I don't really have a feel for this game either way. Do you, Greg?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. You just wondered about more missing parts.
Yeah, that's the biggest factor. I think that's the biggest intangible is all these injuries starting to pile up for the Titans. But,
yeah,
you know, guys
Brown,
have stepped up. Yeah. You know, Monty Hooker stepped up. And, you know, Borders has done a great job stepping up. So we'll see.
Clay, thank you for the phone call,
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Clay. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, coming up after the top of the hour break, brought to you by Pickers Vodka, Landmark Brank, Tall Boy Marketing, Picking with the Pickers, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. Hang.
WPDQ Transfer.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The number of new unemployment claims is headed in the wrong direction. ABC's Aaron Katursky has a look.
778,000 people filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week, firming up a reversal in trend that began earlier this month. Even as the stock market rebounds, the surge in coronavirus is hurting the job market. There are more than 20 million Americans claiming unemployment benefits from government programs. The fear is the already increasing caseload could get worse as people travel and gather to celebrate Thanksgiving.
The economy is something that President-elect Joe Biden will have to tackle right off the bat. He'll begin getting national security briefings starting today, now that the General Services Administration has cleared the way for the transition. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's still concerned about the number of Americans traveling for Thanksgiving, especially asymptomatic carriers of coronavirus spreading it unknowingly. Another day of record COVID cases and deaths. Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Montana, and Idaho are seeing the most positive tests. This is ABC News.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call, but managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
The holidays are alive and well with farm fresh Christmas trees now at the Home Depot and online at homedepot.com. Choose from a variety of trees specially selected for your region. Pick one out from our tree line or get free delivery when you order online. Either way, you can't pick a better way to let the holidays begin. Holiday decorating improved. Farm fresh Christmas trees to pick up or delivered free from homedepot.com. How doers get more done. Selection and price vary by store. See store for details.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, welcome back to the Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. Call now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. Now, here's Greg Bogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Is Picking with the Pickers. For years, every Friday morning during football season, you've heard legends pick their picks.
Vince Gill, Steve Kropkiller, Tanya Tucker, Rob Schneider, Dave Mason, Arsenio Hall, Charlie Daniel.
It's time to pick the brains of the picker as they tell their tales and pick their picks. Picking with the Pickers is presented by Landmark Bank, Pickers Vodka, and Tallboy Marketing. And now, here are the hosts of Picking with the Pickers, Greg Poe and John Burton.
Welcome in, hour number two. Usually on Friday mornings, it is Wednesday, right? Picking with the Pickers, brought to you by Landmark Bank.
We normally do this on Friday, but with the shortened week, this is our last show till Monday, so we're going to do Picking with the Pickers today, the day before Thanksgiving, so should be fun.
Make sure I gave Ray Dosky. The correct phone number. Is that important?
Yeah, it kind of is. I had a snafu last night on Sportsline. I gave my producer, we had Rex Rode on to talk a few things, and I gave Taylor Prey, my producer, I gave him the wrong number. So he called some random number, and I was a number off, but we eventually worked it out. So we're lining up our special guest for Picking with the Pickers, so we're excited about that. And I got a good feeling about some of these games this week. I may have to put some ducats down now that, sports betting is legal here in the great state of Tennessee.
It is. And FanDuel, our great, great sponsor.
Yes.
So Picking with the Pickers, we usually do it on Friday mornings, but we've moved to Wednesday because we're off Friday. And back with us once again in this segment, none other than Richard Serban of the Oak Ridge Boys. Good morning, Richard.
Greg, good morning to you, and it's certainly a pleasure for me to be back with you guys again.
Say hello to John.
Hello, Richard.
Hi there, John. It seemed like I just saw you a few hours ago.
Well, it's good to know you're a News Channel 5 watcher. We appreciate that. Trust me, my bosses over at News Channel 5 will appreciate that a great deal. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, man, hanging in here, really, and doing the best I can under the circumstances. You know, we've had, like most people in this country, we've had a tough year. We really have. You know, I've been out of work most of the year, but I'm hanging in here, doing the best I can, and we're excited about this Opryland gig. Now, it's going to kind of help bail the last part of our year out here a little bit.
Well, it's the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas in Tennessee dinner show. I know you got one tonight. Just tell everybody what you're doing. I guess it goes all the way through. I'm looking. I know you started last week, but you're going, what, through into December, correct?
Yeah, we started last Friday night on the 20th, and we've had a few days off here. Now we start back in tonight, and it's pretty much every night right up until Christmas night.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So it did, but after being pretty much out of work most of the year, all of a sudden we're going to be very busy for the next several weeks. But we like it that way. We really do. You know, and it's a great show. It's a Christmas show. Quite often people ask, you know, even though it's a Christmas show, will we still hear Elvira? You know, and the answer to that is yes, you will. You will hear me do giddy up, boom, pop, boom, pop.
Well, you know what I enjoyed those years at Nissan Stadium, getting ready for a Titans game. You guys would do that little video to encourage fans to behave themselves at the game. I enjoyed that, you know, that tweaking of the Elvira song. That was a lot of fun. That always got me in a good mood before a Titans game.
Well, you know, we had a lot of fun doing that. First of all, we were honored that the Titans would ask us to do that. And we said, of course, we'd be glad to. And I remember the day we went into the studio and recorded that song and shot the video with the cheerleaders and all. That was a lot of fun. It really was. And we were honored to be able to do that.
Richard, you mentioned that, it's been a tough year. And, you know, we've had a lot of musicians on over the past year, and just the fact that, you know, you guys are used to touring and doing shows and traveling all over the country and you know, getting up close and personal with your fans. And unfortunately, like you said, you haven't been really able to do that this year. How tough's that been?
Well, it has been kind of difficult, you know. And even though we're doing these Christmas shows at Opryland, social distancing is something that we have to take into consideration, you know. And there are no meet and greets, so we will not be able to have any actual contact with the fans, you know. And there's kind of like a distance between us and so. But you have to learn how to compensate, you know. I recall earlier in the year when they finally start doing shows at the Grand Ole Opry, and as you know, we're Opry members too, you know. When we did the Opry with no audience, that was kind of a strange experience. You know, I think doing that, you realize how important an audience is to a show. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot more than just the artist performing. The audience is really a big part of it. And without that, without the fans, without the people, it does make it difficult.
Richard Sturban with us. His website, richardsturban.com. Of course, oakridgeboys.com as well. And go ahead and you tell you the story growing up. I want to get that story out there, John.
Well, listen, yeah. I mean, you know, Elvira obviously was such a big worldwide hit, and I was, you know, a young man still living at home. I think I was in my early teens, maybe, or maybe, you know, just outside of that. And my dad, God rest his soul, he never liked a lot of modern music. You know, he was a Motown guy and all that kind of stuff. But my dad could be heard a lot walking through the house singing Elvira. That's the kind of, you know, effect that song had on everybody, right? I mean, it was just such a fun song, a cool song, and it didn't matter what your background was. We just all loved that song, and I think that's what a great legacy for you and your bandmates to have that, you know, song really withstand the test of time, Richard.
Well, thank you for saying that, you know, John. You know, it is a special song. It's our signature song. You know, there's no question about it. Regardless, wherever we perform, whatever kind of show it is, we've got to do Elvira. It's the law, really. You know? But you're right. There's something about that song. It makes people smile. Mm-hmm. It makes people want to sing along, you know, and this is something we're proud of. To this very day, it is still one of the largest selling single records to ever be recorded here in Nashville. So even, like I say, even though it's a Christmas show here, you know, at Gaylord Opryland Resort, we're going to include Elvira and a few other of the Oak Ridge Boys hits. So thank you for mentioning that, John.
Absolutely.
Does anybody ever come up to you, like in the grocery store, and go, do it, do that part?
You're the guy that does that part in the song.
Yeah, I do get that a lot. I'm I'm the Yum Papa Mau Mau.
I thought, you know, you put out a book, what, earlier this year, right? From Elvis till Elvira. I guess your website's up to date, released on August 1st. Tell us about the book.
Well, you know, for about 2 years prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys, I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. Hmm. And for about a year and a half of that time, it was not a long period of time in my life, but for about a year and a half, I was able to sing with the king. I sang with Elvis, the king of rock and roll. And, you know, back then, Elvis was the biggest star in the world. You know, his tour was really the biggest tour in the music business. And to be a part of it was very, very exciting. It was a very special time in my life. I got to know Elvis just a little bit, you know, and I got some very fond memories of the times I spent with him. So it was a special time, you know, and now that a lot of years have passed and I look back on that, I'm glad I was able to experience that. And as you mentioned, if we would just want to plug it, I do have a book. It's called From Elvis to Elvira. And, you know, if you're an Elvis fan, and there's still a lot of Elvis fans around,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're an Elvis fan, there's some great Elvis stories in that book. You know, there's also some great Oak Ridge Boys stories in the book, and it's my personal story. I go back to my childhood and talk about the first singing that I ever did. Believe it or not, I was a boy soprano.
Get out of here.
and I talk about my voice changing when I was in junior high school. So there, it's an interesting read. If you're interested, you know, I get the best way, you can download it off of Amazon. The best way is to go to oakridgeboys.com. And there's a link there that'll take you, and you know, and you can buy it that way. And not only my book, but all Oak Ridge Boys, you know, merchandise. We have a new Christmas album that just came out last year. You can buy that, you know, and it's produced by Dave Cobb. You know, if you know anything about the music scene here in Nashville, you know, Dave Cobb is, you know, is very much in demand, and he's produced the last couple of albums on the Oak Ridge Boys, including our new Christmas album. So any Oak Ridge Boys merchandise that you may want is available there, oakridgeboys.com.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question I'm sure you never get asked, Richard. What was Elvis like?
Well, he was, let's put it this way. He was not a normal person.
Mm.
You know, but he was a very special person, to say the least. One of the things I write about in my book is the first time that I ever met Elvis in person. And it was an amazing experience. You know, I'd been an Elvis fan, you know, up until that point in my life. But when I found out, when I was in the Stamps Quartet, I found out we were going to be singing with Elvis. It involved going to a rehearsal and rehearsing Elvis songs with Elvis. And I remember that day at the rehearsal, when he came walking through the door of the room, my jaw dropped. I went, wow, you know, now I realize why this guy is the biggest star in the world. You know, when he walked into the room, you know, you could actually feel him. He was like, he has such charisma, such magnetism. It was really a very special thing. And he came over and called me by my first name and hugged my neck. And it was really a very special time. And so that, you know, if you ever had a chance to meet Elvis in person, you would understand what I'm talking about. He was a very special guy. And also, some of my memories of Elvis involve singing gospel music, believe mm-hmm. it or not. You know, even though Elvis was the king of rock and roll, and he really was, you know, don't question about it. I really believe deep down inside, his favorite music was gospel music. And he would, it seems like most of the days when we were on tour, he would want to try to find a piano somewhere. And he wanted us all to gather around the piano and sing gospel songs together. You know, he loved gospel quartet songs. He loved black spirituals. He really did. It's one of his favorite kinds of music, you know, and we spent a lot of time doing that. So I guess some of my fondest memories of being around Elvis involve, you know, singing gospel music.
Picking with the Pickers, presented by Landmark Bank, Pickers Vodka and Tallboy Marketing, and with us Richard Sturban, Oak Ridge Boys. And you know, you mentioned that before the Oak Ridge Boys, J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, they were at the top. I mean, they were one of the, you know, and one of those in the gospel music that everybody knew of. Did you have any idea, at what moment did you have any idea when the Oak Ridge boys got together and that it would click, or it's clicked, that you guys just, you know, the harmonies and everything just fit? I mean, you know, with Dwayne Allen, obviously, Joe Bonsall, William Lee Golden, and yourself. We're on to something, because it's, what, about 50 years, right?
Yeah, I left Elvis and I joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1972. That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
You know, it's 48 years ago now.
Wow.
So almost 50 years. And some of the guys have been in the group for more than 50 years. But the group was in existence before any of us became a part of it. You know, it was kind of a matter of being in the right place at the right time when there was a membership change. And I remember in 1972, I was singing with Elvis. I was apparently on top of the world, you know, singing with the King of Rock and Roll. And I got a phone call one day from William Lee Golden. He's the guy in our group, as you know, with the long beard. You know, he's very recognizable, to say the least. But back then, you know, he did not have that long beard. He was like Mr. GQ back then. but he called me up and he said their bass singer wanted to leave. He wanted to get off the road, and he wanted to know if I would be interested in taking the job. So here I was singing with Elvis, but I had to make a decision. You know, what do I do? And at the same time, I was a big fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. I felt like the group had a great deal of potential, and I wanted to be a part of it. So I made the decision back in 72 to leave Elvis and to join the Oak Ridge Boys. And, you know, a lot of people questioned that decision. How could you leave Elvis and join the Oak Ridge? But I really believed in my heart I was doing the right thing. And I think time has proven that 48 years ago I made a pretty good decision right there. No question about it. You know, I never dreamed back when I was in my 20s singing with Elvis, standing in the dark, basically, that someday I would be in the Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame, with Elvis. But here I am. You know, if you go into the Rotunda here downtown, which is a very special place, you'll see the four Oak Ridge Boys faces in bronze on the wall there in the Rotunda. And just a few spaces down, you're going to see Elvis, you know, and not only Elvis, but Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton. You know, the list goes on and on. And for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of that is so special. It's beyond words. It really is.
Well, yeah, I think you did okay. 41 million records, 12 gold, 3 platinum, 1 double platinum, a double platinum single. I'm guessing that's Elvira. More than a dozen national number one singles, over 30 top 10 hits. Seems like it worked out okay, Richard.
Yeah, turned out to be a pretty good decision.
You're right. It worked out pretty well. You know, we've been very blessed. The good Lord has blessed the four of us. You know, we're not kids anymore, as you know. You know, Greg, you and I have known each other for a long time. But we're still enjoying good health. You know, and as long as that continues, you're going to see us out here doing it, because it's really, really what we love doing.
Well, and I do need to mention this, you know, great baseball fan, former part owner of the Nashville Sounds,
mm-hmm.
and then the recent passing of the very first Sounds general manager, Farrell Owens. I know, just sad news with that, he was there from day one alongside Larry Schmitto.
And you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, I became a Nashville Sounds owner back in 1978, the second year actually of the Sounds existence. And I went and talked to Larry Schmitto. I kind of bugged him, actually. I wanted to get involved, you know. And he talked to Farrell Owens, who was, as you said, the first general manager of the Sounds. And Farrell was getting married back then, and he was willing to part some of his shares of the Sounds that he owned. And so I actually bought some of Farrell Owens' shares of the Nashville Sounds, and that's how I became an owner. You know, so he's always had a very special place in my heart. And along with you, Greg, I was very saddened, you know, here this past week.
Richard, do you think they can get an MLB team here? I know they put a team together trying to make that happen here in Nashville. What do you think?
Well, you know, of course I would love to see it happen. I still think it's a long shot.
I agree.
But I think, I think one of the real keys is a stadium. You know,
mm-hmm.
as good as our ballpark is, and it's a great place, it really is, it's not really a major league ballpark. It's going to involve building a stadium. And right now, you know, with the way things are, and with the conditions in the city of Nashville, I don't know if the city is ready to spend money on building a ballpark. So that is, I think, is going to be a big piece of the puzzle right there.
I could see it, Sturban Field, you know. Hey, you guys, I know you got the and people can just go online to oakridgeboys.com, and I was just looking now to buy the tickets and the RSVP for the dinner show and the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas in Tennessee dinner. That should be so much fun. And I tell you, and John told the story of, you know, him growing up listening. My parents loved you guys. I mean, whenever you would how many times was it the we're up in Evansville that you would what was the place up there that you would play all the time?
Oh, yeah. It was called the Executive
Inn. Yeah, the Executive Inn. And every time you guys were there, my parents would go every time.
It was a great place, and we had some great times there. You know, in fact, you know, there's not too many places around this country where the Oak Ridge Boys have not been. So we pretty much have been everywhere over the last 50 years, you know. So we've had a great career, no question about it.
Are you working on anything new individually, or
We did take advantage of this time off. In one respect, we were able to get together with Dave Cobb, our producer, and work on a new project, and it will be coming out next year. We don't know the release date yet, but the title of the album is called Front Porch Singing, and it's very kind of down to earth. Like there's songs on there. There's some old fashioned songs, familiar, some new songs. It's you know, Dave Cobb is a master of taking old things and marrying it with new stuff and coming out with some great sounds. He really is. You know, I think what he's done with Chris Stapleton, I think, is a great example of that. You know, so this is a great project. And like I say, it's called Front Porch Singing, and it'll be out sometime next year. So we're excited about that.
Boy, everybody wants Dave Cobb. Chris Stapleton, you mentioned Sturgill Simpson, Jason Isbell, Brandi Carlile. I mean, he is the go-to guy. And
we're so honored that he's agreed to work with the Oak Ridge Boys. You know, it's something that he does not have to do, but he loves us like we love him, and it's just an honor to be able to work with him.
Well, something we have to do to make this segment legit is pick some games.
Okay.
That we only use the picking to get guests on to talk about whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just love hearing the stories and the journey and all that kind of stuff. It's fascinating.
And the new book from Elvis to
Elvira. Great title, by the way. That's fantastic.
All right, let's pick some games. Go ahead.
That title kind of says it all. Really.
Yep.
Let's pick a few games. The Titans and the Colts, both 7-3. Of course, they met a couple Sundays ago here in Nashville. The Colts are 3.5-point favorite over the Titans. Richard, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, being a Titans fan, you know, I'm going to have to pick the Titans on this one. You know, that game Sunday is probably as exciting of a game as I've seen in a while. And so if they can play like that again, I think they can win it. In fact, I'll even go out a step further. And I, you know, even with all the injuries that the Titans have had, I think they have a great chance to make, you know, the playoffs this year. I really do. And I think the key is for our quarterback and our running back to stay healthy. If those two guys stay healthy, I think we have a shot to win any game that we're in.
John?
That's a tough one, man. I think the Titans built a lot of momentum off that win last week at Baltimore, but I'm just looking at the intangibles with all the injuries. I'm going to pick the Colts here, but I don't feel great about it.
Well, the Colts had the same kind of win over the Packers, too.
Sure.
That kind of overtime
comeback win, yeah. Gut check win. So
I'm going to go with the Titans. I think it's a field goal game, so the 3.5. I like that half. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the Titans plus the 3.5. Tomorrow night, Steelers and the Ravens. The Steelers are 5.5-point favorites over the Ravens, Richard.
Well, there again, I'm going to have to go with the Steelers, I think. You know, I think Ben Roethlisberger is, you know, for us old guys, he's an inspiration. He really is. I think he's found the fountain of youth, you know. So I'm going to have to pick the Steelers on this one.
John?
Yeah, I spoke about this earlier. Steelers big. They're going to blow away that 5.5. This is going to be a blowout. This game will be over by halftime.
So who are you picking?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still working on it.
All right. I'm going with the Steelers as well. Vandy was going to play Tennessee, but Arkansas got the COVID and can't play Missouri. So Vandy now goes to Missouri. Help me on that one. So Vanderbilt at Missouri. I think I sent you 18.5, and that line has been all over the map because it just got added a couple days ago. It's now 15.5. Missouri's a 15.5 point favorite over the Commodores. Richard?
Well, you know, there's not a bigger Commodore fan than me. You know, I love Vandy, but you know, I got to be honest and realistic about this. I'm going to have to pick Missouri. I don't see Vanderbilt winning this one on the road. I really don't. I love this kid that we have at quarterback. I think he's got a great deal of potential. You know, I think we can build around him, but right now, you know, there's a lot of problems there. So I'm going to have to go with the Missouri.
John?
Give me the Commodores to cover. They've been feisty all year, to use Brad Powers like the term I used. And I think Mason will have these guys ready to play. And despite all the changes this week, I think, don't know if they'll win, but I think they'll cover the 15.5. So give me Vandy. Oh,
man, I think the feistiness sort of hits the road sometime. It can only take you so far. I think Missouri's going to score a lot of points. I don't know that Vandy can keep up. So I'm going to go Missouri minus 15.5. And MTSU, coming off a big win at Troy, has Florida Atlantic at home. Big Conference USA game. FAU is leading Conference USA. FAU's a 6.5 point favorite at MTSU, Richard.
Well, there again, you know, MTSU fans, don't be upset with me, but you know, I think you know, and I know FAU, they have not won very often, you know, in Murfreesboro. I understand that, but I think this year they're going to win. I pick them.
John,
what's the line?
6.5.
Give me the Blue Raiders. I think they got some.
Well, you had a little tennis match going on in your head there. Yeah. What?
Like the old Atari Pong. Doot.
I think FAU is the best team in the league, and I think they're going to show it, and they'll come in. 6.5 doesn't seem like enough. So, anyway, and yeah, I don't want MTSU fans mad at me either, Richard. So, John, you know, John's trying to get viewers, so that's why.
That's,
you know,
right. I'm big in the borough. They love me in the borough.
Richard, thank you so much for this, and congratulations on everything, the book, and then people can go to oakridgeboys.com and learn about how to get to the Christmas show, Christmas dinner out there, and then obviously the book at richardsturban.com, oakridgeboys.com, From Elvis to Elvira, My Life on Stage. And Richard, thanks for everything. You've been a great friend over the years, and we appreciate
it's an honor to talk to you today.
Well, it's my pleasure to both of you guys, you know, and thank you for giving me a chance to talk about our Christmas show. This is something that's very important to us. You know, if you get a chance, you know, come on out and see. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You'll hear some Oak Ridge Boys hits, but you'll hear a lot of great Christmas music. It's a great family show. We cover just about every aspect of Christmas, you know, from the fun side of Christmas to Santa Claus. You know, we've got a segment called the Rocking Chair segment, where the four Oak Ridge Boys sit in Cracker Barrel rocking chairs, and we talk about childhood Christmas memories, and we sing. It's kind of a down-home kind of segment. And then, of course, we always have to sing songs about the real, true meaning of Christmas. And
right.
We all know what that is, of course, you know, the birth of Jesus and how important that is right now in the world that we're living in, you know. So it's a great family show, you know, 7 o'clock every night, and along with the great show, you get a great dinner there, and it's a great family time. So come on out and spend some time with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Richard, thank you. Tell Donna I said hello, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and good talking to you, and we're going to close it out. We'll let you go, but we're going to get a little, what is it in Elvira? The what is that?
Papa Mau Mau, I believe.
What is it, Richard?
It says giddy up, oom papa, mau mau.
Just had to get it. We just had to get it. Thank you, Richard.
You just made my day, Richard. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Greg. And John, thank you, sir.
All right. Richard Sturban, Oak Ridge Boys.
Elvira. My heart's on fire for Elvira. Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
This is a consumer alert. Attention, timeshare owners. Are you dissatisfied with your timeshare? Tired of paying maintenance fees that increase year after year for a timeshare you can't use? Were you misled by the sales agent and confused about what you were buying? Timeshare Defense Attorneys offers a free consultation to find out how you may be able to cancel your timeshare legally and permanently. And while you're at it, ask for your free guide to getting out of your timeshare. Timeshare Defense Attorneys and their staff will work with you every step of the way to achieve the results you need. Timeshare Defense Attorneys Network of Lawyers has over 40 years of combined experience and thousands of clients served. We stand behind our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to see if you can eliminate your financial burden and receive your free consultation and guide for exiting your timeshare.
Don't take a chance without your own legal help. Call Timeshare Defense and solve your timeshare problems. Call 800-694-2305. That's Timeshare Defense, 800-694-2305.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. For the daytime hours, expect a possibility of a shower with thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy skies. Your high, 68 degrees. For the nighttime on Wednesday, a possible shower through the midnight hour. Expect cloudy skies, low 46. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
If you want to give us a call. Richard Sturb at Oak Ridge Boys, Picking with the Pickers, Landmark Bank, certainly Pickers Vodka, Tallboy Marketing, Justin Steele. What fun. But we say that after every one.
Oh, great time. I know. It's probably my favorite part of the week is getting to know these individuals that I've heard about and have listened to and have admired all these years. And, you know, the best part is they're all such great down-to-earth people, right?
That's Nashville.
Yep.
A lot of that, I mean it, that's Nashville.
No, it's true. It's true.
Crazy Charlie out today, Ray Dosky. He's been chomping at the bit over there.
Yeah, he's got some nuggets for us.
He's got a game he wants. He said this is the game of the millennium.
Okay.
What do you got, Ray?
It's not the game.
What is it?
I was waiting for it
you know, this weekend, Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr.
That's right.
Like, that's on Sunday. I was like, are we not looking forward to that match?
I am. I definitely am.
I don't
aren't
know if
you?
I've seen the videos, but Tyson looks like he's in prayer form. Like, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He looks good. And Roy looks good, too. But I just think Mike's going to over. Listen, yeah. Mike knows he's got to end this thing pretty quick. He can't go into the deep water, right? Yeah. With Roy Jones Jr. Yeah. So I think Mike's going to look to get a knockout and end this thing early.
Well, I'm not watching because there's no knockouts and there's no any. It's considered a hard sparring match. I'm like, I'm not watching it.
That's what you've been chopping into. Yeah, that was it. Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah.
I wish I could turn his mic off. I don't know how.
I'm with him, man. I'm excited for it.
Really?
I'm a huge fan of both guys. I was a huge Tyson fan when he was in his heyday, and I always respected Roy Jones Jr. I actually interviewed him, you know, in upstate New York where I'm from. The Boxing Hall of Fame is in Canastota, New York, which is only probably about a half hour from where I grew up. And so when I worked in Syracuse, we used to cover Hall of Fame weekend, you know, when all the boxers would come in. So, you know, one weekend I interviewed Roy Jones, I interviewed Ken Norton, I interviewed Alexis Arguello, the late Alexis Arguello. So that was always a big weekend when I worked in Syracuse, was Hall of Fame weekend in Canastota. And, yeah, I got to interview Roy one time, so I think it's going to be fun. Listen, as an older guy that still tries to keep active and stay in shape and all that kind of stuff, I'm excited to see these two old farts get in there and see what they can do.
It's 8 o'clock Saturday night, our time. You said Sunday, Saturday.
Oh, it's Sunday,
yeah,
20th.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
Saturday.
And it's called an exhibition. Yeah. Would you?
Yeah,
pay,
but you,
would
you, but you know, Mike's going to get pissed off and just go to. I don't know. Mike's mellowed out a lot because he smokes a ton of weed now just to keep him, you know, keep him relaxed. So, yeah, I think it's cool. You're not into it. Doesn't sound like you're into it.
No, I like real sports.
Oh wow! Excuse me. Pardon me.
Yeah, I'm not an elitist. Okay.
No, you don't sound like one at all.
No, when it comes to Mike Tyson and Roy Jones,
I only watch real sports because I. That's what you sounded like just
well,
a couple
it's
seconds
good.
Ago.
Well, I'm sorry. I have no interest whatsoever in Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr.
Well, fine.
So, yeah.
To heck with you then.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a break because we ran along, obviously, with Richard Sherman. We always do with Picking with the Pickers. Dane is down in Gulf Shores. We're going to get a report
from the
Redneck Riviera.
Yeah, baby.
And Schmitty as well. We'll get you right
all
after.
All the stars are coming out before Thanksgiving.
Hang with us, guys. We'll get to you right after this break.
Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee. Now, here's the thing. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. Now, you can bet high without the worry. It's a very smart bet. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, use the promo code FRANKS to take advantage of this great opportunity.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Need the perfect gift for the NFL fan in your life? Go to NFLShop.com and save big on your favorite player's jersey, personalized apparel, or a new hat to wear on game day. With huge savings all week long, NFLShop.com has you covered. With the most up-to-date assortment for all 32 teams, including face coverings, you'll choose from the largest NFL selection anywhere. NFL Shop is the destination for Cyber Week steals on NFL gifts, from jerseys, tees, hats, and more. Head to NFLShop.com today. These savings won't last long.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original Sports Radio, WNSR.
Sports Radio, WNSR. It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie with the day off. Ray Dosky producing.
Ray Dosky.
615-844-5600. In Gulf Shores, that's a great place to spend Thanksgiving. Good morning, Dane. How you doing, man?
Dane!
I had to wait for my cue.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Doing great. I'm sitting out here looking at the Gulf of Mexico. It's 77 and sunny.
You know what? I think somebody wrote a song about that, didn't they?
Was it Kenny Chesney or something?
Yeah, it was like, you know, a combination of Kenny Chesney and Jimmy Buffett, I think, so.
Hey, but, go by and see our boy Captain Mike Sally.
That's right.
On
yeah,
the show right there,
friend of show.
Yeah. I might go down there and get a lottery ticket today. That's where you buy lottery tickets down there.
In Floribama.
Floribama, baby.
Yeah, got a little liquor store down there and get you a lottery ticket.
Pink Pony Pub. You like? You head over to the Pink Pony Pub.
I'm about. From where I sit, I'm about 9/10 of a mile from the Pink Pony Pub on the same side of the beach. A lot of people rant and rave about their cheeseburgers, but they serve these. Greg, have you ever had the nachos in there?
No, I've eaten there quite a few times, but not the nachos.
Well, they serve these nachos, and I swear it's a hubcap full of nachos. I mean, you can't. I promise you, we're three. There ain't none of the three of us talking right now. They're a small sack of groceries, but I would all three of us together, we couldn't. I mean, the nachos are it's a foot high. You know, it's unbelievable. But John, I gotta say something, man. Are you drinking the Haterade on the Titans?
No.
The defense.
Yeah, the defense. I don't trust this defense. Listen. You know, I tell you what I think, and you know, I don't worry about whether it's popular or not. You know, I have a lot of respect for the Titans organization, but I just don't believe in this defense. I just don't believe when it counts that they're going to be able to, you know, make the necessary plays. They did last week, and I gave them praise for that. I did, but you know, I calls them like I sees them. There's no you know, malice or anything intended.
I really enjoyed it when the 28 pushed the 11 through the end zone. Man, that was great. But I think they got a solid. It's hard to beat the same team twice. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, let's face it. Phillip Rivers is coming there, and he's obviously aging, but he's doing his thing. I mean, and they've had our number in the past. But I think Greg said the other day, there's a lot of people that believe that Titans have never beat the Colts.
I know they did last year, but it seems that way because of just the dominance over the years.
Well, they never lost to Andrew Luck. Yeah. Andrew Luck retires undefeated versus the Tennessee Titans.
And I think Peyton may have lost maybe once or twice. Yeah.
Well, I think it was twice in Nashville, and I was there both times.
Yeah, but I'm not a Titans hater though, Dane. Man, I just evaluate and assess, and you know, I just call them like I see them. You know, I don't.
Well, it's good for business when they win.
Well, yeah. But I don't do homer radio. Yeah. If I think they're going to win, I'll say, hey, I think they're going to win. If I don't think they're going to win, I'm not afraid to say that I don't think they're going to win.
What it is, you spent all those years in Pittsburgh, and that's a hard football town, and you came away with that edge.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone on the air a lot in Pittsburgh and you know, predicting against them. People wanted to kill me. You know, I mean, they did. They're like, how? It's different in Pittsburgh, Dane. Because in Pittsburgh, you don't do sports in Pittsburgh. You do Pittsburgh sports in Pittsburgh. That's all they want to hear about. And it's all, you know, they expect all the people that cover sports in their town to be homers, and I refuse to do it because that's just not how I roll. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you this: for the most part, this is the sports station I listen to for some of that same reason, because it's local flavor. I don't care to hear all this national stick and all that stuff. I want to hear about the teams that I want to hear about, and that's one of the reasons I listen to 560 half for years because of that. But and because Greg's a great guy, you're turning into a great guy.
You're turning into one, John.
I'm trying.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Yeah, oh God, hope not.
It's washing off on you. But here's my Thanksgiving, fellas. I'm gonna get a ribeye and a skewer of fresh caught shrimp. I'm gonna throw it on the grill, and that's a twice baked potato. That's my Thanksgiving.
That works great for me, man. Thank you, Dane. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
buddy.
Brother.
Thank you, y'all. See you.
Yeah, let's get back to the phones and talk to Schmitty. Schmitty, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to hear Richard Sturban's voice. You know, that was Elvira was our seventh inning stretch song for many, many, many years. And you know, I miss seeing Richard. He goes to a lot of Vanderbilt baseball games. Miss seeing him, and good to hear you talk about Farrell. I saw Farrell, I think, back in July. I was out walking around over at Lipscomb one day, and you stopped by. There's somebody playing baseball, and sure enough, Farrell was there, and we talked. He asked about my family and talked baseball. He's a good guy. We're going to miss him. One lasting image of him I'll never forget. I think it was 81. We go down to Memphis. Sounds good. We had a big rivalry with him. We had busloads of fans go down. And for some reason, they were the Memphis Chicks, and their fans started showering the field with beer cans. And we had a young shortstop then named Otis Nixon. We had a guy named left fielder named Don Mattingly. And Otis was about to come up in the stands after somebody. I'll never forget Farrell was on top of that dugout holding them players back. But what a good guy. What a great baseball guy.
Yeah, and I knew Richard was a part owner, obviously, with your father, the lead owner. I didn't realize the stock that he bought to buy into the team ownership was sold to him by Farrell. I never had heard that story. So,
I think I had heard that. Hey, you hadn't talked about the basketball, but I think there's like 25 games on today.
Yeah, there's a bunch on today. Yeah,
all weekend. If you know, I think it's easier to go though and run down who's not playing because of COVID.
There's a bunch of those too. And y'all here, I think Saban just tested positive.
Yeah, I meant to tell you that.
Yeah. He just tested.
Yeah. Nick Saban just tested positive.
Again?
Yeah. Mild symptoms. He's in isolation.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again.
It broke while we were talking to Richard, so.
George Plaster put in a plug yesterday. I think Dr. Detroit was looking for a place for his, go for a Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. I got another plug for you. It's called Strike and Spare Bowling Center. They'll be open, and they have a great snack bar.
Hey, good plug there.
Fantastic.
You'll get away with it because you guys are sponsors of the station, okay?
y'all have a good break.
All right, thank you so much.
Be easy, man.
You know, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite days of the year. You know, what do? You can't, just can't wait to eat too much, watch football all day, and, you know, socialize with family and friends. And now that I can bet all the games on FanDuel Sportsbook, it makes it that much better. If you've never bet on FanDuel before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot because you're giving new users a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL Thanksgiving Day game. That means you can bet $5, win $125. Who you like? Texans, Lions, Washington, Cowboys, Steelers, Ravens. You're going to love FanDuel. Offers like these are just one of the reasons they're the number one sports book in America. And that app is amazing. It's essentially the FanDuel Sportsbook app is like the hat trick. Easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code Greg P.
What's that promo code again?
That would be me, Greg P. Thank you, John, for the assist. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Greg P. Now, you got to be 21 of age and older. Present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Greg P. And go get that FanDuel Sportsbook app right now. We'll take a break. Be back and wrap it up in a few.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Rates and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. And analysts consumer access.org. Number
433. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie, executive producer of Nashville Sports Radio and host of Predneck Nation Radio, here talking to you about my favorite place in Nashville to get a cup of coffee, Bongo Java. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel on 5th Avenue, it's my go-to choice for a morning routine. Stop by, pick yourself up an Egg McBongo or a Bongo Burrito, and if you're looking for the perfect gift, get them a Bongo Java gift card so they can start their days the Crazy Charlie way. Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For the daytime hours, expect the possibility of a shower with thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy skies. Your high 68 degrees. For the nighttime on Wednesday, a possible shower through the midnight hour. Expect cloudy skies, low 46. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
A few more moments, and then we're 88 out of the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Greg Pug, John Burton, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie out. Ray Dosky, been producing.
Ray Dosky.
Actually, had a setup call for some of you wanting to talk the Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight. Okay, fine. So you're working tomorrow, huh, JB?
I'm working today, working tomorrow, and off Friday and Saturday.
Well, have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Wow.
And I got to, yeah. And, yeah. So that'll be nice to have a couple days off, get rest up a little bit, maybe do a little shopping online Friday while I watch some college ball. There's some great games on them Friday, so looking forward to that. So, yeah, you have a happy Thanksgiving to you, too, my man.
I need a new computer bag, just mentioning. so you going to Indy? Don't know yet? Maybe?
It's I'm planning on going to Indy, put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. the plan is for me to go to Indy. It's just a matter of when I'm going to go. Am I going to go Saturday and, you know, spend the night there, or go up first thing in the morning, which I prefer not to do. Yeah, so
go get a room, get up there, relax, watch college football. Yeah. Speaking of that, Nick Saban, the word is broken this hour.
Yeah,
he has tested positive again for COVID.
Yep, and looks like he might miss the Iron Bowl on Saturday. By the way, we'll have it for you, 2:30 kickoff on News Channel 5.
Yeah.
Number what's Auburn, 23, 25, whatever they are against. They're gonna get slaughtered. Doesn't matter. Alabama's gonna roll them.
Yeah, what is that spread like?
24?
Yeah, somewhere around through there.
Yeah, it's it's 24.
Mm-mm-mm. That's a lot of points for the Iron Bowl.
We'll I'll update that tonight on the news, and if there's any more developments. But yeah, in case you're driving around, haven't heard, Nick Saban again testing positive for COVID-19, has mild symptoms. He's currently in isolation at home.
So he'll do like he did last time. He'll be out there coaching Saturday.
Oh, right? Big part of me expects that.
Yeah,
in
one of those space suits with a bubble, with a big helmet, like he's landed on the moon.
Yeah, he'll be walking around in a hazmat suit.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy year.
2020, y'all.
Hey, I want to thank Richard Sturban. If you hadn't... Ray will get it up on line pretty soon here, right? SoundCloud, Picking with the Picker segment with Richard Sturban. That was a lot of fun. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. It was a lot of fun. And Brad Powers. Well, all of our interviews are up on SoundCloud and all of our social media platforms, or just download the station app. If you hadn't got the station app yet, why not?
Yeah, what are you waiting on?
Yeah, so we'll do that. Nash Sports
Take
Radio.
Us with you wherever you go.
So, anyway, I'm just going to kick back and watch football tomorrow. Ray, you got a big weekend planned with the kids?
Yep.
Huh?
Just with the kids?
Yeah.
Football and turkey.
Yeah. And you're Tyson Roy Jones. You know, after you... hold on. After you brought that up...
by the way, Greg's not going to watch that because to quote Greg, I only watch real sports.
Well, let me tell you what. You should be required, since you brought it up on this show, you should be required to spend the $49.95 and buy it and watch it, okay?
I'll go halvesies with you, right?
All right.
Well, you two packing like a mining mule, just throwing money everywhere.
That's right.
All right, everybody, hey, thank you. You got George Plaster this afternoon. That Underdogs deal is today, because they're off Friday as well. I'll be part of that at 3, Johnny Ballpark this afternoon from 4 to 6. Everybody, seriously, happy Thanksgiving. It's been a crazy, crazy 2020. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah,
and
we're
all of
thankful
our friends.
For you listeners. We love you. Thank you so much.
And everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back in here Monday morning.
WPDQ.